It was 40 years ago last week that Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles the night after winning the California Democratic primary. It ended his life at the age of 42 and his amazing 3 months of running for the Democratic nomination for president. Thurston Clark has written a new book, The Last Campaign, Robert F. Kennedy and 82 Days That Inspired America, that has just been published. WMNF spoke with Clark yesterday and asked the author, who was 22 years old in 1968, what he was doing during Robert Kennedy's last campaign.
I was following the campaign. I was also working for it locally in New Haven. I wouldn't say that I was a Kennedy fanatic at all. In fact, I started out being for Eugene McCarthy. But then I heard him speak in March after his New Hampshire victory, and he was so flat and so without passion, and he said nothing about the cities and about race that I immediately transferred my allegiance to Bobby Kennedy. I was graduating in June, early June of 1968, and in fact had just graduated and was at a house party when the news came through of Kennedy's assassination. I was about to go into the Peace Corps. And our year, 1968, was the first year that there were no deferments for graduate school. So a lot of my friends were going into the Army. I eventually was sent for a physical, even out of the Peace Corps, but didn't go in the end.
I want to allude to something that hangs over this book, obviously, and that is, in fact, of course, the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy almost 40 years ago last week. One of the more interesting passages in the prologue of the book, as you write about RFK's qualifications, is that for him, and I quote here, the possibility that something he had done, perhaps his obsession with eliminating Fidel Castro or the enemies he made by pursuing mobsters and corrupt public officials, had prompted his brother's assassination, looking back at what happened at JFK back in 1963. Can you talk more about that?
Well, yes, that's speculation. No one can know for sure the extent to which he was believed in the Warren Commission report, the report on the JFK's assassination, the extent to which he believed somebody besides Oswald was involved. There are hints throughout that he wasn't entirely satisfied with it. But more important, there is the gnawing worry that he was somehow responsible, that he had made some enemy, and he made a lot of very, very bitter enemies, both as Attorney General and before that, when he was the chief investigator in the Senate Rackets Committee, and that one of these enemies had gone after his brother. But he couldn't know that for sure, but I think this was something in the background that haunted him.
Interesting about the Kennedys, and we see this in the life of Ted Kennedy right now, but certainly with JFK and definitely with RFK, you write that the Kennedys prized civic virtue over consumption and comfort and believed Americans wanted to be more than shoppers and consumers. And that is something that really comes across in this book. Where did that come from, do you think?
Well, the Kennedys were very, very wealthy people, as we all know. His father was one of the 8th or 10th richest people in the United States, or the richest Irishman. They grew up a life of comfort. But the family prized education and achievement above consumption. There wasn't a kind of excessive spending. They spent money on things that were important. As I said, on education, they spent money on travel. So that it wasn't a household in which people were obsessed with the material things. In fact, people who've seen the houses at the time say that actually the Kennedy houses themselves, the furniture and things, were somewhat shabby. Take a look at World War II when all the Kennedys served. I mean, Joe Kennedy, all the Kennedys who were of draft age served. Joe Kennedy was killed, the oldest brother. JFK was almost killed. Bobby was in the Navy, but got in too late to fight. They felt that service and sacrifice was more important than consumption. And this is an incredible thing for a politician to say. I mean, Bobby Kennedy was, in a sense, in these speeches, running against economic growth and the GNP, saying, look, these things, you know, more cars and bigger houses and everything else, these aren't what make life worthwhile. Accomplishment, community, family, friends, children. This is what's important.